They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid, take tender care of those who are weak, be patient with everyone. Although the leaders of the church in Thessalonica had a particular responsibility for caring for the people, Paul was clear that everyone had a part to play. As members of God's family, everyone needed to get involved in what we'd often call pastoral care. This is far more than merely listening to one another's woes and being kind to one another. Paul told his readers to warn the lazy. The verb warn is sometimes translated admonish. Paul saw laziness as being so dangerous that direct action needed to be taken. It had to stop if the church was to thrive. Some people in the church had stopped working because of their belief that Jesus might return at any moment, and in so doing, they'd become a burden on others. Whilst Paul was absolutely convinced that the Lord might return at any moment, he strongly objected to anyone using it as an excuse to give up work. Paul urged them to encourage the timid. This may refer not only to those who are naturally lacking in courage, but also to those who become discouraged and worried through particular life experiences. We're called not merely to be kind to such people, but actually to give them courage so that they'll be better able to face life's challenges. He also told the church to take tender care of the weak. Undoubtedly, he was talking here about those who are spiritually weak and who would need stronger Christians to hold them up. In all of this, Paul urged his readers to be patient with one another. Anyone who's been involved with a church will know how important patience is. We're all different from one another. We see things from different angles and we want to proceed at different speeds. It's great that we're not the same as one another, but also very hard work. Only patience will see us through. The Greek word for patience literally means big suffering or long suffering. It's a great privilege to support one another, but never be surprised when it's exhausting work. So let me ask you a question. In what way is God calling you to support your Christian brothers and sisters? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for calling us and equipping us to care for one another within the church. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.